The Red River Farm Network. Dry soil conditions are the norm this year. At Lakota, North Dakota, Lee Dahl with Northland Seed and Service remains hopeful about the local crop.
Some of the later seeded and later planted crops do have some good potential if we continue to get rainfall, like they'd mentioned. The earlier maturity stuff and the earlier seeded crop is not as great, and there's a little bit more moisture issues there, but overall, there's some later canola seed in our area that looks pretty nice, and there's some bean potential left in the area. There's a lot of pinto beans that look pretty decent, too. So one nice thing about the dry year is if the crop's not growing tremendously, neither are the weeds. So some of that weed pressure has been off this year.
Carl Jensen operates Jensen Seed Farm at Pekin and says local corn crop there is holding on.
I kind of wonder what the corn is surviving on, because our subsoil has been pretty depleted for a long time. So our real last meaningful rain we had was July 28th last year. Wow. So we've lived on probably 2 inches of moisture this spring and not a lot of snow. So a lot of people are complaining about the crop in the area. And it's not the greatest one, but there's a lot worse crop in the area too. So keep your fingers crossed we can catch some more rain here shortly and keep at least the beans and corn having some good potential for us.
Dahl and Jansen participated in the Pioneer Enlist Executive Plot Tour at Devil's Lake yesterday. That tour moves to Fessenden, North Dakota today, with tours beginning at 10 o'clock. Hot temperatures.